Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast of the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. I'm David Bowes, your host. Another week, another round of why the public must beware of the anti-science politicians. This time, the author goes so far as to suggest the reason some people may deny something like evolution is because they have a problem in the structure of their brain. Chris Mooney, author of The Republican War on Science and The Republican Brain, writes about how many voters refuse to accept the facts of evolution and climate change and deny reality in many other senses as well, all because of the structure of their brains. The piece was in the Huffington Post, and it was called Why Republicans Deny Science: The Quest for a Scientific Explanation. It purports to explore the latest scientific research on the differences between liberal and conservative brains and suggests an empathetic approach to political disagreement based on the idea that we are wired to take in and process information differently. Of course, if you don't believe in evolution, you have an irrational fear for doing so, while those who do believe are simply more open to the facts. Mooney defines disagreement on these issues as a case of inability to see or conform to the facts. The fact that people may interpret data differently or may disagree with a broader concept because, in the political realm, it is tied to a certain policy solution that people may disagree with is not entertained. In the case of evolution, for example, the word is not defined. Everyone acknowledges that life changes over time. After all, we see that at our own family reunions. Generations have some traits of their parents, but change. That is not a controversial subject. Things change, things adapt. But what is controversial is the idea that the Darwinian mechanism is sufficient to explain the diversity of all species and the complexity of life. The word evolution is much like a transforming robot from a Hollywood movie when it comes to verbal battles over politics, or even when it comes to political battles within science. When evolution is being used to prove that those who do not completely submit to the materialist Darwinian worldview, it is frequently used in its very basic, specific sense, that things change over time. That way, when you say, "That person is really ridiculous, they don't believe in evolution," you're able to connect the person you're trying to label with being unwilling to accept something as basic as change over time. Clearly, when someone denies something so obvious, it's easy to make them seem ignorant and simple-minded. But what that person, now labeled, was really disagreeing with was the all-encompassing sense of the word evolution. Evolution in the sense that all life arose by chance, evolved by chance, that there is no evidence of intelligent design in life, and that the diversity and complexity of life is fully explained by materialist Darwinian theory. In the verbal battle, the word evolution transforms from a concept demanding allegiance to an entire worldview to a simple, undeniable aspect of biology. It's a clever but dishonest verbal play. The nature of the disagreement described in Mooney's article is the same. Mooney labels those disagreeing with evolution, but doesn't bother to describe what sense of the word they are disagreeing with. It is much easier to convince others that they seem foolish if you don't explain the difference. Ironically, at one point, Mooney points out that while the research on the brain science he is exploring is not complete, science never is, which is something people disagreeing with his views on climate change and evolution have also stated, but in those fields, saying such a thing gets you quickly labeled as anti-science. Mooney's story, however, focuses on the idea that new science will reveal why we believe what we believe. The structure of brains on the left and the right of the political spectrum is showing how we process information affects whether we will believe certain things or not. Mooney writes that conservatives, defined as people who disagree with alarmism on climate change and/or those who disagree with some aspect of Darwinian evolution, are not warming up to this science and perceive it as threatening, which is somewhat predictable since the conservative brain is supposed to show stronger responses to negative and threatening stimuli. But this is simply because they are not understanding it yet, of course. He throws those who might deny evolution a bone by pointing out that their brains also value loyalty and decisiveness, so it's not all bad. Therefore, conservatives shouldn't consider the science and research of those he identifies as left-leaning scientists as biased against them. However, since the title of the piece is Why Republicans Deny Science, it's hard to imagine feeling that there wasn't a judgment inherent in the title there. And people who deny evolution aren't denying all science. Many doctors, philosophers, and scientists deny evolution. But again, it's a favorite labeling tactic. And if you are a Democrat and are not convinced of materialist Darwinianism, you might feel doubly insulted for the condescending notion that you deny science and for being called a Republican. Another recent story on this area of scientific research featured a headline about conservatives and was illustrated by a picture of costumed Ku Klux Klansmen. It was called "Intelligence Study Links Low IQ to Prejudice, Racism, Conservatism." The visual equation there is obvious and grossly unfair. There's not a more insulting, disgusting, or degrading insult than that. In that piece, also from the Huffington Post, Dr. Gordon Hodson describes how people may be conservative because the ideological worldview will offer structure and order, that the article states will make it easier for them to comprehend a complicated world. Another psychologist, Dr. Brian Nosek of the University of Virginia, agreed, stating, "Reality is complicated and messy. Ideologies get rid of the messiness and impose a simpler solution. So it may not be surprising that people with less cognitive capacity will be attracted to simplifying ideologies." Almost as an afterthought, Dr. Nosek's opinion is then elaborated on, allowing that less intelligent types might be attracted to liberal simplifying ideologies as well as conservative ones. Note that the whole emphasis of the article is how simple-minded conservatives are, and here only at the end is it revealed that what might attract unintelligent conservatives would also attract unintelligent liberals. With coverage like this, is it any wonder, as Chris Mooney observes, conservatives don't seem so fond of the emerging science of our politics, and that they seem to consider it demeaning. Gee, whatever gave them that idea? Mooney never reflects on what this research may say about his own brain and the biases his brain may have in writing his story or in selecting information, but he does urge a mutual empathy for both sides and hopes for a day when liberals can, instead of thinking, "What an idiot," when they hear someone deny global warming, or presumably materialist evolution, they will be able to say, "I can understand why they have that kind of response." What might be even better is instead of assuming that some kind of lower IQ is keeping people from agreeing with you, is to actually find out why they disagree. You just might find they have good reasons after all. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of ID the Future, a podcast of the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Consider donating to the Center for Science and Culture by going to idthefuture.com and clicking the yellow donate button. Donations are tax deductible. This podcast is copyright 2012, The Discovery Institute. All rights reserved.